And I don't know if you remember, shortly after Bob Collins died here in Chicago, there was talk that his aircraft, which I want to say was called a Zlin, it was a, I don't know if it was Czechoslovakian, but it was a, an Eastern European manufactured trick plane that many had said, as avid a pilot as he was, that that particular plane had some features where you, you needed to be very experienced and skilled to be flying that. So I don't know. But that's the name of the plane was an Icon A5, and Roy Halladay, by all accounts, just he was a Hall of Fame level pitcher without question, and a wonderful guy who was very dedicated to both the Toronto and Philadelphia communities. Did a lot of work with children's charities. So
he sucks, man.
He will be missed. It's awful.
It's awful news. 40 years old.
Yeah, with kids.
40. I mean, you got a lot of life to live still, and something like that happens. You know, but we, as we talk about, you know, tragedy shouldn't bring perspective. We should just walk around with it hopefully every single day and get it fine tuned. So, yeah, man, that's awful news. And you know, I knew about some of his charitable efforts as well as him just being a, just a kick ass pitcher for, there was like a 5 or 6 year run there where, yeah, you got the Roy Halladay start. Yeah, prepare yourself for a few hits, maybe a run or two, and that was it. And then he fell off the table, right? There was velocity problems, like steep velocity problems at the end of his career. And that was what kind of brought up, stirred up a lot of that cutter talk and people teaching the cutter and it taking velocity off of your fastball, off of your four-seamer, off of your two-seamer as well. We'll talk to Brian Billick here in a couple of moments after the scoreboard update. You'll listen to the Bernstein and Goff Show on 670 The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
4 o'clock, and from the Northwestern Football Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in primetime against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. The baseball world is mourning the loss of 40-year-old Roy Halladay, who died today in a one-person air crash outside, actually in the Gulf of Mexico, right off the coast of Florida. Halladay was a tough-minded pitcher on the mound, but a soft-spoken, well-meaning man off the field. He pitched 16 years in the big leagues. He accumulated 203 career victories for both the Blue Jays and the Phillies. He was an 8-time All-Star and a 2-time Cy Young Award winner. Turning to pro basketball, the Bulls are up in Toronto tonight. Bobby Portis making his season debut following his 8-game suspension. Portis is back, but still no Nico Mirotic, and Robin Lopez is hoping somehow these two guys can mend their fences.
For sure. As we mentioned before, our job as teammates is to make sure we can mend that relationship as quickly as possible, as well as possible.
And in hockey, the Blackhawks are idle until Thursday when they play at Philadelphia. Today at practice, Joel Quenneville shook up his lines with the top line now, Patrick Kane, Jonathan Toews, and Patrick Sharp. Join the Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. That's tonight from 6 till 10 p.m. at Twin Peaks. It's located at 28252 Deal Road in Warrenville. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Baird tickets, and watch a live interview with Lance Briggs. He'll be on from 7 to 8:30. It's all brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. This scoreboard update has been brought to you by Zoom Video Conferencing. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Oh, what's that? Are you kidding me?
Brian Billick.
They want a physical game. They think that's the game they want. We got to show them they picked wrong.
Super Bowl winning head coach.
The Baltimore defense, Brian Billick. That has been the difference in this game.
NFL Network contributor.
Andy Dalton's one of those guys that had some quarterbacks that they can go 25 of 33, but it's what they do with 4 or 5 of those incompletions that you go, my God, right. What the hell was that? Quarterback could throw an interception and he'd come off and he'd go, well, I didn't see the safety. Would you think? Yeah.
Brian Billick.
Looks so better!
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Brian Billick's on Twitter at Coach Billick. You can watch him on NFL Network. You read his stuff at NFL.com. And he is with us on the Grossinger Auto Group Hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day at Grossinger.com. Is Aaron Rodgers that good? Is he that talented that he can elevate whatever that Packers team was and is to something beyond what we saw last night?
Yeah, evidently. because, and evidently, the presence of Aaron Rodgers would even have forced Detroit to punt one time because that's all it really took. And because that's what you're alluding to. I mean, that, you know, what happened the other night, and Hundley was okay. He didn't have much vertical, game down the field. And on a night that Matthew Stafford was all over the place, that's all the Packers need to do is just not give up the big play. And they couldn't seem to be able to do that. So yeah, they've got some problems going defensively that go maybe a little bit beyond, just the presence of Aaron Rodgers.
I don't think I've talked to you about this, Brian, but please try. I'm trying to figure out if I'm crazy or not. Matt McGloin and Josh Johnson can't be better quarterbacks than Colin Kaepernick, can they?
Well, evidently.
No, not evidently.
Yeah, that one's a tough one, you know. And I saw the one rationale they were saying, well, we're worried about the inactivity. Well, it's not like those guys have been playing a lot either. So, yeah, I don't know. The concern, we've had this conversation already several times. The concern about Colin Kaepernick and where he is in his progression and how important is the game to him. All those are legitimate conversations. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there comes a point where some of the people that they are signing, you got to scratch your head a little bit and go, oh boy, okay, I'm with you. You're making that evaluation, but boy, this is a tough one to understand.
Well, at what point does a reasonable person look around and just say, oh, come on already? I mean, it looked like an ideal opportunity for the Texans, but everything now is so laden with subtext that everybody's so fearful.
Yeah, it is. It is. And in fairness, I'm a little surprised he hasn't been signed. Even if it was, and I'll go along with the conspiracy theorists, someone in the league office getting the word out going, hey, one of y'all need to sign this guy just so we can make all this stuff go away. It's not going to be great for that club. Even that would be short-lived in terms of, that's all the conversation is about. Do you really want to bring that into the building? And that's not necessarily Colin Kaepernick's fault, because he might very readily be in a position to say, no, look, I'm ready to go on. I've made my statement. I'm good to go. But, you know, obviously the media and everything else is going to come crashing down on it as well. And that's really not necessarily, from that standpoint, his fault.
Have you heard the story that out of Oakland that has been started by Brent Grimes' wife, Miko Grimes, on New York radio this morning?
I have not, but I'm familiar with
Miko's work.
Apparently, she...
I can't wait to hear what this is.
All right, she put it out there, and as you know, with her, it's in no uncertain terms.
Never.
She, while calling, while using Twitter also to label Oakland quarterback Derek Carr a racist, she said that she called him a Bible thumper and a racist who was trying to keep any players from protesting before a game and insisted that they not protest. And in response,
the all black
offensive line decided on that they weren't going to block for him and they were going to get him sacked and hurt on purpose. That is her allegation.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, God bless America.
Did we stump Brian?
I think we stumped Brian.
You did.
The first time in my life ever, you know, I'm like the McAdoo. I'm speechless. I don't know how to respond.
Don't worry, we got you. We got you.
He also has Ben McAdoo's mustache at the moment.
Brian's a good looking man. He doesn't need that piece of awful hair covering his face.
Have you ever heard of anything like that? Any of an offensive line or an offensive lineman saying, "Hey, you deal with this guy. I'm not blocking for you."
Yeah, no, that would. And to be serious about it, because it can be a serious subject. That's the thing that has you petrified as a head coach. That these types of issues find their way into the locker room. Anytime you're talking about politics, religion, race, any of those types of things within a locker room, there's the potential for that divide, for things to kind of spin out of control. And an Oakland team that's trying to scratch its way back through it, the last thing Jack Del Rio wants to have is to have to deal with something like this. It's a legitimate concern.
Who's the second best team in the NFC right now? Everybody, the consensus is that the Philadelphia Eagles with their MVP candidate Carson Wentz and that damn good defense are the best, but who's nipping at their heels right now?
I don't think you can look past the Rams, you know, and only because, you know, beyond the fact that Goff is playing better or well, and, mm-hmm. and it just the fact that, they like Philadelphia, the most complete team. Bouncing offense, good defense, good special teams. Both are excellent special teams. And so I don't think you can dismiss that. You know, and then there's everybody else.
When you mentioned McAdoo, we played the audio yesterday. If he was asked what he told his team at halftime, and it was just a blank stare and crickets chirping. But I'll ask you, halftime speeches, where we know it's not a movie, and you don't win one for the Gipper, but have you been around one, head coach, or delivered one as a head coach or as an assistant that either was a smashing success or just a complete crash and burn failure?
Well, more the latter, you know, because first off, you don't have a lot of time. You know, these teams that say, well, they adjusted well at half and they do this and that. You don't have a lot of time at halftime. That's more in the second half. All you're really trying to do, the message you're trying to deliver to your players, is to give them some focus, something to hang their hat on, to say, okay, this is what we're going to do in terms of the mentality.
All right, let's throw them on hold, see if we can clear up a little bit. Brian Billick joining us here on the Bernstein and Goff Show, a rousing rendition of the Brian Billick segment.
We stumped, evidently.
Yeah, we got four evidently's out of him, and we stumped him once. All right, Brian, you were in the middle of your answer. You broke up. Now you're back online with us.
I was doing that crackly. Hello, I can't hear you. What's going on?
You're good now.
The only real halftime speech I remember of real value that probably I delivered was when early it was in my second year we went to the Super Bowl. We had never beaten Jacksonville, and we were down like 28 points, 21 points at half. It was terrible. They were up and down the field, and basically just got the message, guy, look, because at some point the players, you get that glazed over look in their eyes, and it's like, okay, they've checked out. It's like, look, guys, win or lose, that's not what this is about. It's just, what kind of fight do we have in us? That's what this second half is about. And we actually came out and beat them in that second half. Now, it wasn't because of any halftime speech I gave. But, yeah, there might be something emotionally you try to, you know, I'm thinking Ben McAdoo, when they asked him, he probably said some things that you couldn't repeat publicly, you know, on the airwaves anyway. And so he was stumped as to saying, well, what do I really tell him what I said? Because I went in there and MF'd him, you know, and that's nothing I can say on air. So I don't know. But that was that deer in the headlight looks. You know, I've had that feeling. But, boy, that's a tough place to be.
Where are the Bears right now at 3-5 coming out of the bye with the Packers looking bad? And there seems to be a belief that the Bears are in a position, as the schedule softens a bit, to become, I don't know, relevant. And does that matter?
Sure. Because where the Bears want to be now, and they're not out of, you know, how many times are we going to start hearing, well, you're not mathematically out of it. Okay. Well, I get that, and we're going to hear that about a lot of teams, but that doesn't mean you're still not fighting for a lot of things, not the least of which, yes, you want to be relevant. You don't, all you can ever ask is, please, God, let us play games in December that means something to somebody, and preferably your team. But I think the Bears, one of the many goals can be, beyond obviously wanting to get better and watch Trubisky continue to improve, is we want to be that team that there's always a team that kind of finishes strong. They win 3 out of 4, or they win their last 3, you know, and they look kind of good doing it after a year that's been a bit of a struggle. And the Bears, you know, they want to be that team. And so they had the chance to do that, and that would be good for them if they could pull that off.
Have you ever in your head questioned a player's toughness? Not, you know, for whatever reason, in terms of, you know, is he may have gone through too much in the years past, or he's just not cut out for the NFL. And the second part of that question is, what happens when that seeps into your locker room? Because apparently there are questions out there. There are reports that Jim Irsay is questioning if it's all in Andrew Luck's head and where they go from here. But have you ever had those thoughts? Like, you know what? This may not be the game for him anymore.
Ah, boy, you know, you hope that's not the case. Cause it takes a lot to play this game. And anybody that's gone out on that field, that would be unprofessional for one, and no owner who's not played this game has the right to question somebody in that manner, particularly a guy like Andrew Luck. It's hard for me to imagine that he doesn't want to be out on the football field. You know, we're coming in to that stage. We've talked about this before where we're going to start hearing that this guy or that guy or this team or that team had quit. And I don't buy that. I don't know that I've ever really seen a team quit. As we've talked about before, I've seen guys, if you don't play, if you don't walk into an NFL football field and you're at your steely-eyed focused best, you're not going to look good. You're going to look like you've given up, mm-hmm. even though you haven't. And that has to do with the preparation during the week as well. So, you know, I can see where a team or something would make that kind of mistake. But to question whether the guy really wants to play anymore, I hope that's not true.
So that's where quitting manifests itself, when guys don't do as much studying as they did in week, you know, two or three, in week 16 and week 17?
Yes. You know, it's the fact that, and that's where I would watch during the course of the week. I think we've talked about this before, is the locker room a little usual? Are they not busting their trays? Are they not, you know, spending that extra time in the weight room? You know, and that can happen when you're doing well as well. You know, on a 7-1 team that, hey, we're doing great. We don't need this anymore. You know, we got this thing figured out. I've said it many times. A coach that's 7-1 to some degree has the same problem as a coach that's 1-7. It's how do I maintain the focus of my team with all those things? They're going to pull their focus away when you're 7-1 and the pat's on the back and they're all doing the radio shows and life's good. Mm-hmm. You know, that worries you as much as a coach is the emotional downer of being 1-7 and if these guys given up a little bit.
Packers at Bears, average ticket price $279.01. The lowest get-in price right now is $154, and that is according to SeatGeek.com. What else do we need to know?
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the market for tickets, whether it's sporting events and concerts or whatever, just the numbers that you put off, you get, you know, you're an informed consumer when you go to SeatGeek.com, get the SeatGeek app. Every transaction is 100% guaranteed, and you're just a smarter consumer when you go to SeatGeek.com.
All right, we'll try to stump you again next week, Brian. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a first. You got me on that one, guys. We've been doing this a while. That is a first.
Evidently.
Thanks, Brian. That is Brian Billick, brought to you by Volvo, Sweden's Greeden. I'm turning into the Swedish chef.
3, 2, 1.
Sweden's greetings from Volvo. This holiday season, enjoy limited time offers on cars like the XC90. Visit your local Volvo dealer today.
All right, I got a list for you, Dan.
You like making lists.
I know.
You notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
Jake Arrieta is on this list. Yu Darvish is on this list. It's time for us to start talking about where the money is going to be spent in Major League Baseball free agency.
Gotcha. We'll do it next on The Score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to the voice of the Chicago sports fan for over 25 years. Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Brought to you by your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealers, where better drives us.
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Farmers Insurance. Stay ahead of the game. Find an agent at farmers.com. The NBA season really does not officially get underway until we see LeBron's first subtweet, which means last night we tipped off the 2017-18 NBA season. Unfortunately for the King, the season did actually start a couple of weeks back, and they're currently 4-6, which means they're looking up at the Celtics in the East, all led by a guy that LeBron used to run with, Kyrie Irving. And after Kyrie dropped 35 in just 37 minutes of play last night, Bron went sub. He hit his Instagram page, and with the famous bald fist Arthur the Aardvark meme, he captioned it, "Mood." We know what that was about. We just don't need you posting about it like a passive-aggressive teenager who just broke up with her boyfriend. You're the GOAT, not a bag. I'm Jim Rome.
The 2018 Hooters Calendar Autograph Tour is in full swing. Next stop, Chicago, Illinois. We'll be visiting all 12 Hooters locations in the greater Chicago area Wednesday, November 8th through Saturday, the 11th. Check with your local Hooters or go to our website at originalhooters.com for locations and times. I'm so proud to be a Hooters calendar girl, and I can't wait to show you our new calendar. Join me and several of my calendar girlfriends as we take you page by page through the world-famous Hooters calendar. Believe me, you won't want to miss out.
Here's a list of reasons why AT&T Prepaid is a great choice.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
When you switch to AT&T Prepaid, you get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
I just said that.
It's worth repeating.
AT&T Prepaid has no annual contracts.
And AT&T's reliable network.
Switch to AT&T Prepaid to get a new ZTE Maven 3 smartphone for free.
Limited time offer available at participating AT&T stores. Requires new line of service, $45 or $65 plan and auto pay. Reliable network claim for third-party sources. Fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/prepaid.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. I love this time of year. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option called Inspire. Inspire is FDA approved and works inside your body with your natural breathing process, delivering mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open. Simply turn Inspire on before bed and off when you wake up. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to sign up for one of a series of upcoming free educational events in the Chicago area, where you can talk with an Inspire trained physician and people who treat their sleep apnea with Inspire. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, this is pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A Robert Half Company.
Hey, it's Dan Bernstein.
And Jason Goff.
And this fall, maybe you're struggling to fall asleep. Sometimes when people change the clocks, it messes up circadian rhythms a little bit. But you can fall asleep easier thanks to Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale going on right now. And as part of that, if you want to pick up a new iSeries mattress, you're going to get another mattress at 50% off.
And on top of that, you can get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for just $399.99. Or you can go with a classic when you find a Hampton & Roads Pillow Top Queen mattress, which starts at just $199.99. $200!
Wow.
Or you can sleep at the perfect temperature when you get a new and exclusive Beautyrest Black Memory Foam with black ice for just, check this out, $41 a month for 60 months. What are you doing? Don't wait.
You got to get in there because right now you get 0% APR for 5 years, 60 entire months of sleeping interest free. And the key is to go to the mattress firm near you. And that mattress professional will say, welcome to Mattress Firm. How can I help you? And then you will say, well, so I sleep like this and this is what our budget is. And I like it kind of firm, but maybe she likes this and maybe one adjustable base. It really doesn't take that long. It sounds complicated. It's not. And you're always going to get the best deal because of their price matching guarantee. So you shouldn't wait. This is a perfect time to do it. The Fall Asleep Sale going on right now at Mattress Firm.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah. So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago sports station.
I was going to do something sports wise, but it doesn't matter because we got a special caller on the line, ladies and gentlemen.
It's Bob in Park Ridge on The Score. What's happening, Bob? Hey, how are you?
Hey, buddy.
Fine. I just wanted to get this zip code for Eddie because I bought him a get well card, but I wanted that so I can send it to the United Center and stuff, so he'll get it.
Okay, when we get you on hold, we'll give you the information. Okay.
I got the zip code, 60162, right? Yeah.
For the United Center.
Yeah.
The mailing address for the Blackhawks is 1901 West Madison Street.
1901 West Madison. Yeah. Okay.
Right, Chicago. The zip is 60612.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, is Northwestern going to beat Purdue? Now they won 4 in a row.
I think so. I think Northwestern's defense playing a little bit better. Say again?
What happened to Ohio State last weekend?
Man, they got beat up real good, didn't they?
Yeah.
Did you watch all that game?
Yeah, some of it. Yeah, most of it.
Which ones did you watch?
Huh?
Which games did you watch this weekend?
Oh, LSU won, the Alabama one. I don't know.
Yeah. How's Nicole doing?
Huh?
How's Nicole, your nurse, doing?
Okay.
Yeah, she treating you good?
Drove us to the Walgreens today.
Oh, a Walgreens trip.
That was good. Did you get a flu shot?
I got some. Got a card and I got a comb and I bought some natural sort of, stuff. And then, but I had to go to a funeral. One of my church friends, her husband died. He's 53 years old.
Oh,
sorry to hear that.
That's
Bob.
Too young.
Yeah, I know her from church. Her John and Morale and their daughter's husband.
How are you doing though, Bob? How are you, buddy?
I'm 70. I'll be 71 in June next year.
We should have a party for you, Bob.
Yeah, maybe next June.
Yeah. Is there anything in specific you like to eat or like to drink that we can bring?
Well, I like pizza, but I don't know if I can get. I'd like to get a date with my girlfriend, though.
Oh, what's your girlfriend's name?
Sally Field. I think she's.
Good for you.
Like her. Yeah.
You and Dan have the same taste in ladies, apparently.
Wonder Woman, I don't know.
Oh, Wonder Woman's pretty good, too.
Like Carter, yeah.
Oh, that Wonder Woman. Have you seen the most recent Wonder Woman?
No, I haven't.
Okay, well, if you like Linda Carter, Wonder Woman, you should check out Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah.
I haven't seen too many new ones. Well, I did see Grace of Wrath last Thursday, they showed it.
The one with Henry Fonda?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a classic.
Yeah, I don't know, but I rented the book. They got the book for me over at the library waiting for me next time we go to the library and see some travel log or something. I'll pick it up.
All right, well, it sounds
read
like...
the book. I haven't read the book, though.
The book's wonderful. It sounds like you're in good spirits, Bob, and it's always good to hear from
you. Love you, dude.
Yeah, well, I just feel sad about the foot baseball player that passed away.
Yeah, Roy Halladay. It's really unfortunate. It really is.
Well, but I'm happy for the Astros.
Yeah, the Astros won a championship, and hopefully the Cubs and the Sox will be in it next year.
What are we going to do? They're getting some offers, huh? I hope we keep Davis and Renteria, but it sounds like they're getting some offers not to leave.
Well, Bob, we're going to talk about that coming up next, in fact, and we delayed that discussion just to talk to you, but we will have baseball talk coming up shortly after an update on Sports Radio.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer, I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Good afternoon. It is 4:30, and from the Northwestern Football Update studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. Join the Wildcats at Ryan Field this Saturday in prime time against Purdue. Kickoff set for 6 o'clock. Tickets on sale at NUSports.com. The tributes are pouring in from all over the place for Roy Halladay, who passed away today after his plane crashed in the Gulf of Mexico right off the Florida coast. Halladay was a great pitcher, but eclipsed by how special he was off the field for his generosity and his charitable work he did in the community. Of course, his stats were special too. Over 200 victories, an 8-time All-Star, and a 2-time Cy Young Award winner. He was just 40 years old. Pro Football News, the Bears officially put Zach Miller on IR today. New England did the same with linebacker Dante Hightower. And the Houston Texans have signed quarterback Josh Johnson, a guy who hasn't completed a pass in the NFL in over 6 years. Terry Bors is back and will join the Bernstein and Goff Show. That's November 15th at the Blue Cross Blue Shield Performance Stage. Listen for your chance to win tickets to this exclusive broadcast as The Score kicks off Terry's A Score of a Lifetime book signing tour. It's brought to you by David Hochberg and the team Hochberg Mortgage Experts at Pearl Mortgage. Visit perldavid.com to pre-order your copy of A Score of a Lifetime and visit triumphbooks.com/Terry Bors. This scoreboard update brought to you by Bolero. Discover the area's coolest place to bowl, party, and play at Bolero's four stunning Chicago locations. Roll in and check out their amazing 5-pound behemoth burger and their full lineup of signature cocktails. Visit them now at Bolero.com. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the number one ranked sports station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
You wanted to tell the people something about a cause that's near and dear to your heart?
This is really cool because this just went live just now. Friday night is a big night for Camp One Step that's run by Children's Oncology Services, where I've been proud to be an executive board member for several years. And it's a big night for us. It's our flight event at the Four Seasons, where we raise, it's one of our biggest sort of tentpole fundraising events. And as part of it, we have learned the ways of the silent auction online, and thanks to the good folks at Gesture, we have gone live with the silent auction items that are now, just now, as of a few moments ago, available for bidding. And I put the link in my Twitter feed, so you can find it there, and you can also grab it by going to camponestep.org. We've got over 100 items up for bid right now in the silent auction, include all kinds of vacations, tickets to Cubs games, Sox games, Blackhawks games, Bears games, Bulls games, memorabilia, signed items of every athlete you can imagine, and the opportunity to throw out a first pitch before attending a Cubs spring training game. We've got 4 tickets for each day of Lollapalooza. We've got premier seats for all the sports teams, as I mentioned, and all sorts of other cool stuff. So I urge you to go to camponestep.org and just click on flight. It'll take you right to all the silent auction items. And if you don't want to buy anything, you can just donate to the organization. What we do is we help kids with cancer and leukemia by sending them to camp. We think that just because a kid has cancer, it doesn't mean that they should forfeit just being a kid. And they come up to camp and they take off their prosthetics and they run into the woods or they jump in the lake.
Have a great time.
And they have a great time. Yeah. And
I follow those kids on Instagram, man, and the pictures that come out of that thing are just absolutely beautiful.
And we're serving more and more kids every year from a wider and wider area. We moved camp to Conference Point to give us more cabins and more opportunities, and we're expanding. We have so many programs. We're helping so many kids that but it's not getting any less expensive. So $1,000 sends a kid with cancer to camp for a week. If you want to get some really cool stuff or just donate to the organization, I urge you to check out the silent auction for our annual flight gala by going to camponestep.org or going to my Twitter feed at Dan_Bernstein. Thanks.
When we come back, I got SI.com's list for you. There's some Cubs interest at the top of this list with Darvish and Arrieta, and this is an interesting name for JD Martinez as well. So when we come back, we'll talk about that. A little hot stove baseball for you on a cold day in Chicago on 670 The Score.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins, middays on The Score.
There's not only a shortage of good quarterbacks in the NFL, there's a shortage of good enough everything in the NFL. The number of truly difference-making people is so small that the rest of it just appears average.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Light up your bedroom with lavender. Pinel and Max Aroma's Lavender Multi-Purpose Cleaner leaves a long-lasting, lively lavender scent that makes your room radiate. Clean bright with Pinel. Available at Walmart.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. Seriously? It's November.
Jingle all the way. Oh, I thought it is.
Ready or not, the holidays are coming. So get ready at the Jared Semi-Annual Event, November 10th through 12th. Come enjoy our best prices of the season and discover hundreds of pieces you'll only find at Jared. The Jared Semi-Annual Event. That's why he went to Jared. Some exclusions apply. See Jared.com for details.
Okay, children, we're done with the alphabet. Next subject, financial well-being. How to manage your money. Turn to page 5 of your textbook.
When it comes to money, you can never start learning too early. That's why starting today, State Farm wants to give you the tools and support you need to take control of your finances.
Tonight, read the chapters on credit cards and balance transfers. Pop quiz tomorrow.
Find out more at letstarttoday.com. State Farm, here to help life go right.
CBS Monday, get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me.
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We are a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
They have not been favored in a game yet. It just takes a certain amount of excellence to actually stack wins in the NFL. You can win a couple games in a row, but to win 4 or 5 games in a row, you got to be a good football team, even against teams that aren't very highly ranked. All these teams are flawed, including the Bears.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Yeah.
So if you improve at quarterback and at coach, and the coach helps improve the offense, and you combine it with the defense, given that the entire damn league is 4-5, I really don't think the Bears are that.
They really need quarterback to be great and yes. elevate that offense.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Horoscope. Libra, it's a good week to evaluate where you're at with your career. Scorpio, if you're single, you could spark up something new this week. Put yourself out there. Sagittarius, you may be the force that inspires your whole group to something amazing this week. Capricorn, avoid listening or spreading gossip. It'll come around to bite you this week. Aquarius, there's a fine line between pleasing people and annoying them. Tread lightly. Pisces, love is heavy in the air this week. Wherever you're at with your significant other gets kicked up a notch. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
D1Chicago.com. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, you notice this list, huh? I'm always making lists.
Not always, sometimes. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show. This is from SI.com. They have their top 50 free agents for this offseason. Number one, obviously, the position players are mixed in with the pitchers. Number one, obviously, JD Martinez, current team Diamondbacks. Best fit? Who would you say the best fit for JD Martinez is?
Oh, God.
Tanny says the Red Sox.
They need power. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox need to add home runs.
Mm-hmm.
How old is he now?
30.
Oh, it's only
45
30.
Home runs. 1.066 OPS. Dude had a monster season. After the trade deadline, he was pretty much the post-trade deadline MVP.
Well, the Red Sox are the team in most need of power.
That's the rich probably... get richer, wrong league, though, if you're listening to, according to SI.com. The Astros. Says the Astros cut Martinez near the end of spring training of 2014, but only after he had passed through waivers and all 29 other clubs declined to pick him up. Since then, he's posted the 7th best OPS of any hitter in the majors, a legitimate superstar, albeit without the profile of one. And the Astros could correct their mistake by bringing him back to fill the likely departing Carlos Beltran spot in the lineup. Or if you go from Carlos Beltran at 40 with a softball belly to JD Martinez, who's going to command, what would you say? And this isn't part of it, but I'm just, you know, a little guesstimate here. What would you say he's going to command this year with what power hitters are getting and how you say power is a lot more available than it used to be
at that age? And then we saw some home run hitting champs go completely unsigned.
Go crazy. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Guys just hang out in that room that Terry you used to talk about.
Yeah. That's a great question. So I don't know.
And Nelson Cruz just sitting there with 37
what would you
home
say,
runs.
3 years, 60.
See, I thought he was going to be around the 26, 27 range.
Maybe
he is. You might be right.
I'm right. It's weird because every market is different mm-hmm. based on what they feel the availability of useful translatable power is.
The second guy is Yu Darvish, age 31. Current team Dodgers best fit with the coup. Darvish enjoyed the National League, striking out more than 11 batters per nine with a 3.44 ERA after his midseason trade from the Rangers. He's the best starter out there, despite two disastrous World Series starts, and those get paid. Over the past few years, three of them, that's Zach Greinke, David Price, and Max Scherzer, have commanded packs worth more than $200 million. The Cubs, likely to lose Jake Arrieta and John Lackey, have an opening. So we know about that. Jake Arrieta. Current team, of course, the Cubs, 32-year-old starting pitcher, best fit, the Philadelphia Phillies. Arrieta seemed to be damaging his stock early on. ERA stood at 5.44 in mid-May, but a final 3 months in which he had a 2.26.
I don't know if he wants to play in that park.
Yeah, and didn't allow more than 3 runs in any of his 13 starts, pushed him back near the top of the list. He could be the rebuilding Phillies version of John Lester. A long-term cornerstone.
I don't know if they're ready for that. They're not quite there yet. They're not a contender next year, are they?
They've got some good young players.
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know that pitching staff. It's not like they've got two pitchers ready to rock, and they just need like they mentioned in here that John Lester to just be dropped into that rotation, but. It says the long-term cornerstone for a club whom contention might not be far off from. So there it is. Eric Hosmer is number 4. They think that he will be back with the Royals. Lorenzo Cain, number 5.
Yeah, but Hosmer also rumored to Boston.
Well, the Moustakas stuff to Boston and the Hosmer stuff to Boston during the trade deadline, I was surprised it didn't happen. But Lorenzo Cain is number five, another Royal, obviously. They say the best fit is for the Seattle Mariners, who seems like the Mariners every 2 or 3 years go out and get a big name guy. It says five Mariners center fielders combined for a 612 OPS last year,
yeah.
A league low at the position. After that, they got Wade Davis, who they think the best fit is for the Cardinals, Mike Moustakas, who the best fit is for the Angels, Jonathan Lucroy, they think he's going to go back to the Rockies, Carlos Santana's out there again, the Red Sox they think are the best fit, Alex Cobb, a guy you mentioned last week, best fit is with the Dodgers, says Dodgers president Andrew Friedman is well acquainted with Cobb's peak years with the Rays. Cobb would be perfect in the Dodgers starting pitching mix. Jay Bruce, who had a terrific year, man. Jay Bruce, 832 OPS, 36 home runs. Best fit is to go back to the Indians. Lance Lynn, I think a guy that if some of the other things fall through in terms of starting pitching options for the Cubs, I think he might be in the mix as well. Guy who still relies on his fastball heavily. Says, but almost every free agent pitcher comes with some knocks, and the Rangers badly need depth and innings behind Cole Hamels. They think that the Rangers will be interested in Lance Lynn. So Zach Cozart is out there. So, yeah, but the interesting stuff at the very top, they think the best fit for J.D. Martinez would be with the Astros. And, of course, Jake Arrieta, they say that he should be a Philadelphia Philly this year.
You know what, though? When's the last time the winner of the free agent offseason was any good? I mean, there used to be the White Sox.
I talked to you about the Padres and the White Sox 3 or 4 years ago, right?
Time. It's just that the deadline deals matter more. We know that.
Yeah.
The deadline deals are going to matter more. Because everything is targeted. You know who's good and healthy at the moment, with the exception of Justin Wilson, and nobody can figure out what the hell happened there.
And you're usually dealing from your farm system because a playoff team isn't dealing a contributing starter or a contributing position player at the trade deadline to be better. You know, so you're more of a known quantity, and usually the player that you're getting is more of a known quantity.
Right.
As well.
I've learned not to get crazy anymore about big money baseball free agency, because sometimes there's a piece here or there that matters. I mean, how many years were the Blue Jays going to be like, oh, look at what they've got now and everything?
They put Troy Tulowitzki, Josh Donaldson, and all those dudes on the same team. This year, I mean, what did they start out, 0-11 or something like that this year? Like, their start this year pretty much doomed them, no matter how well they wanted to play after it. Yeah, Toronto, man, that's one of those teams where you're like, why aren't they better? What happened to them, especially with the young pitching and everybody talking about them? It's just... The Cubs fans know it, and we've harped on it for the last couple of years, but they're in such a terrific position, man. Such a terrific position. You've got all these young players who are learning what professional baseball is while winning. You know, you get a bunch of these guys, like these Royals dudes, who have to go through the ups and downs of being the phenoms, the prospects that everyone is waiting for, and then they win in their fifth or sixth year. The Cubs players have won in their first 2 or 3 years. They've got a lot of money getting ready to be spent on their players and maybe some on free agency. They told you that they're going to go out and buy pitching. Like, this is, you can't have a more perfect blueprint than the Cubs have set out.
This might be the year they trade for pitching. And if you're just joining us, I mentioned yesterday that the Cubs were exploring some kind of deal to try to get out from under the rest of the Jason Hayward money. They are apparently convinced that what they saw him regress to this year is what they are going to get. They thought they could unlock him with some instruction and a little change to his swing. It has not worked. And what I think is even more telling, and this was a question I asked specifically because Hayward had worked with the previous hitting coaching group out in Arizona. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, wait a second. You just blew out your hitting coaches, and now Chili Davis in charge. Why wouldn't they give it one last shot with Chili? And what I was told is they're even past that. That was their last. And
he's got the Markel Fultz creature.
Well, no, he just can't generate any pop. He's just a big.
He's never been that guy.
He's just a big man.
It's even worse now. But he's never. That was right. That was what all the fuss was in Atlanta. You know, putting the nickname the Jay Hay kid on him, and you see that physique, and you see, you know, the way he walks to the plate. You think that's 35 home runs coming to the plate. The way he looks.
In
the plate.
This run environment, yeah. Especially?
Yeah. Sucks too, man, because he's a really nice dude.
Yep. But if you could turn him into Jeff Samardzija and Mark Melancon and just eat a bunch of
the
money.
Play right field.
And you can.
I'm asking. You know, You always say have a solution. Who's going? Yeah, well, where's the solution there?
Well, who are your candidates at the moment?
Because if you're not going to go
Ian,
out and spend,
Ian Happ, Ben Zobrist,
enjoy,
and enjoy. Albert Elmora is going to be your center fielder, right? John Jay's a free agent, isn't he?
I'll check on him and his
nice setup right now. Yeah, he's a free agent, so I don't imagine that he'd be back. Although he did
a whole lot of baseballs falling in.
He could put Chris Bryant out there.
Who's going to play third? Javi?
You play Javi at third and Zobrist at second? Just thinking. Spitballing.
That's exactly what's happening here. I'm playing Javi full time. Is Javi changing anything in his approach? Because if you're playing full time, you got to kind of tame all the fun that is Javi.
You're not going to tame the fun.
But I'm saying that's part of the fun, though. You know, he runs into enough of those that it warrants that approach in his mind. Like Javi, part-time Javi doesn't kill you at the plate because he's going to give you 18 to 22 home runs somewhere around there. Full-time Javi, if he gives you 28 home runs, but all the other stuff that comes with it, all the other unproductive outs that comes with it, if he hasn't grown, that's an issue. 450, 500 plus plate appearances. And you're also taking away from the versatility of the mad scientist because now he's got to plug somebody into a position where he's got to play him every day because you're not playing Ben Zobrist at third base.
And you're not playing Ben Zobrist at second every day either. Right. I'm not playing Ben Zobrist anywhere every day.
So Ian Happ and Ben Zobrist switch from right field to second base every day.
Yeah, but I don't want Zobrist in the lineup every day.
I don't either, but I'm just saying this is the problem when you tell me that Mark Melancon and Jeff Samardzija are coming to alleviate you of your Jason Hayward worry. All right, then you got to fill that position. And if you're not going out and spending on position players, you're going out and spending on pitching, you got a hole. You got eight position players you got to throw out there.
Well, maybe one of those guys is traded for pitching. Maybe one of those young names is going to go.
That's what we've been talking about.
And I think one
is. The gloveless one? Can you part with the gloveless one the way that Theo Epstein has talked about Kyle Schwarber?
I know that they think they think he's like a 950 OPS monster or a 45
get
home
back
run
to being
beast.
A hitter, not a slugger.
I think he's a slugger.
I do too.
I know what they want. They want all these guys to be hitters and not sluggers, but sometimes they end up just being sluggers. And he can't have a glove on because it's...
Even if you play him out there, you don't want him with a glove
it's
on.
It's clown shoes.
You want him with a racket.
I know. They keep saying, well, you know, really not that bad. Yeah, it kind of is.
Remember the guys who wanted to catch every day?
Oh, that was bad.
3-1-2-6.
And the insisting, well, he doesn't really look that bad. Watch.
644-67-67. If you want to jump in, we'll have a couple of minutes for your calls before the update, and then we'll talk to the publisher, Hub Arkish, with some news today.
Yeah, breaking news.
Yeah, we'll talk to him at the top of the hour right here on The Score.
This Win the Warm announcement is brought to you by Apple Vacations.
Molly! And Hanley here.
We want you to win the warm and escape Chicago's icy grip this winter.
And by warm, we mean Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic. That warm.
Just keep listening to the Molly and Hanley Show mornings 5 to 9 starting November 13 to find out how you can win one of five incredible trips for two to Punta Cana in the Dominican Republic.
Thanks to the great people at Apple Vacations.
And 670 The Score.
A lot of things are happening right now that can put you in the mind of a nice glass of red wine. The cool weather, the fact that Thanksgiving's coming up, and the fact there's going to be gift-giving season coming up. All the more reason to check out chwine.com and all the wonderful wines that Cameron Hughes has for you at ridiculously discounted prices. He's able to do that because he's got relationships with the best vineyards around the world who often manufacture too much wine for a particular bottling run, and then he swoops in and he takes it off their hands, and as part of the deal, he signs a non-disclosure agreement where he can't say exactly where it came from other than a region or drop a couple of hints in there, and then he puts his name and a number on the bottle, and you are drinking luxury wine at an affordable price. An example of that, and it's just great for right now, this Old Vine Zinfandel. It's a varietal I've really learned to love. The Lot 537 Alexander Valley, classic modern Zin with that rich ripeness and balance, and perfect with any kind of grilled meat or roasted meat that you're doing. This is sourced from 60-year-old estate vines, and it's aged in 40% New American Oak, which at this price point is really unimaginable because it's $13 a bottle. You got to get a case of this. Get at least three bottles for yourself. Give some as gifts. Because right now, Cameron is offering you this deal. It's free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. So you can try these already heavily discounted wines. Free shipping is a crazy savings. So to get this, you're going to go to chwine.com and enter the code Dan. That's chwine.com. Enter Dan. Check out the lot 537 Alexander Valley Old Vine Zin. chwine.com.
I'd like to say a few words about my old pal, Tom. Tom was always dependable. If you needed to move a couch, call Tom. When tickets fell into my lap, Tom was my guy. Yeah, I miss him. And frankly, I blame myself. I mean, I was the one who told him he should be smarter about dating. I was the one who told him to call the professionals at It's Just Lunch. It's not like those internet deals, I told him. It's easy, and a real-life person matches you up with someone you'll dump your buddies for. How should I know he'd take my advice? But he did. He called It's Just Lunch, and now, well, it's all sorry, man, I've got plans, or, oh, I'd love to, but got another date that night, so, yeah, nice work, It's Just Lunch. Thanks to you, it looks like I'll be re-sodding the yard myself next weekend.
At It's Just Lunch, we make dating fun and easy for busy singles. Take time out of your busy life and have some fun. Call It's Just Lunch at 312-881-5225 or visit itsjustlunchchicago.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
Put hospice eligibility guidelines and fast, secure referrals at your fingertips. Download the free VITAS healthcare app from the Apple Store or Google Play. Just search VITAS, V-I-T-A-S.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to GEICO. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to GEICO. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidge Woman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidge Woman, GEICO retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidge Woman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Jake is the best pitcher on the free agent market. I think they ought to bring Jake back. The problem is the years. I would not offer him more than 4 years, and I don't think 4 years will get it done. But if you offered him 4 years at $125, $130 million, well, how would that work for the guy?
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
For Chris Archer. I don't want to give up on a shortstop that is as good as he is.
You don't want to give up anything.
I'd rather give up Javi Baez. I'd rather give up Ian Happ. I'd rather give up Kyle Schwarber than Addison Russell.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Wrestling Hall of Famer and broadcaster Booker T is bringing heated conversations to radio.com.
The six-time World Heavyweight Champion and WWE Hall of Famer and now the host of Heated Conversation, giving you all the hot topics every week.
From MMA, wrestling, and boxing to music, sports, and more.
We talk about cars. We talk about women. It's even politics. We talk about everything.
Listen to Heated Conversations with Booker T on demand.
Now, can you dig that?
Download and subscribe at the new radio.com app.
New CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Chicago Sports Station.
What a batazo de los Jiménez! Perdí la conexión con ella! Tan lejos! Que ya no la veo! Honrón de los Jiménez! 8-0 el juego. No hay manera de detener, de contener a este pequeño monstruo que se hace cada vez más gigante, Iván Ramos.
All I can recognize out of that is Eloy Jimenez's name and then Little Cowboys or Little Calabasas or whatever. Pequeño
Monstruo. A little monster, right?
I thought he said Pequeño Calabasas.
Well, Caballero would be cowboy.
That's what I thought he said then. Welcome back to the Bernstein and Goff Show.
I'm the beast.
He truly is the best. We had issues last night. I was just talking to you about it. They charged me $5 after canceling the ride on me.
Jay and I both had just some ride share adventures. I had the
doesn't happen often.
Dumbest driver in the world.
It took my driver seven minutes to
not figure out how to get to me.
My driver drove into a building. That's what the map was showing me. My driver.
Well, the car was just spinning around for a while.
I drove into a building and then drove into the lake, and then I got charged $5 after he canceled on me. So I was like, I'm not in the paying you for not giving me a service business at all.
This segment was brought to you by ADT. Home isn't just a place. It's the feeling of knowing you're safe. ADT lets you take that feeling with you. Learn more at ADT.com. I want to thank the folks at the Wish Upon a Wedding charity for once again giving me the honor of being their auctioneer last night for their gala at Morgan Manufacturing over in the Fulton Market District, raising thousands upon thousands of dollars. I believe that we reached six figures for the Chicago chapter of Wish Upon a Wedding, which